The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Are we in?
We're in.
Hey, everybody, this is Trevor.
And I'm Michael. Welcome and I like feet.
Oh, you sure do. Welcome to Stiff Socks, our five-year anniversary show. And you like feet?
No, I hate feet. And I never talk about feet.
I don't think anyone will believe that.
You're probably right.
All you talk about is feet.
No, I don't always talk about feet. I talk about how little my dad's dick is. And I talk about I don't have one. But other than that, I talk about everything.
That you do. That you do. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Oh, my weekend was sweet. Did a little something special.
Oh, my God. What's special?
Well, you know, I told you before about the ass eating I got. We went a little bit further this time.
How could you possibly go further than that?
Well, I'm not sure I want to get totally into
it. No, you got to get into it. I need to hear it.
Okay. Well, I know you like butt plugs.
I do.
Turns out she does, too.
Really?
Yes. So we did the little combo.
Really? Who did who?
Both ways, both times.
Who was first?
I think it was simultaneous.
Really? And who made the biggest noise?
I got pretty loud.
Really?
Yeah, I got pretty loud.
And where were you? Were you home?
Well, this is the great part. We were actually visiting my parents.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And did they hear you?
In my old bedroom.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Is that the first action of your
memories?
Did it? Well, I can't even go there. All right.
Anyway, like I said, good weekend.
Sounds like it. Did your parents have a good weekend?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them.
Did they invite you back?
I'm always welcome there.
I don't think my parents want me to come back, but okay.
Why not?
In my room, okay, I sometimes went in there and did some things that I shouldn't be doing in there. And my mom used to catch me doing it. And I remember she came in there one time. I think I told you she came in one time and it was sort of sticky on the floor. But I still do it. And I'll still be doing it 20 years from now. It's my place. It's my safe place.
I can just see you. One day you're going to be retired, and you're going to be sitting there taking naps every day, and you're probably going to decide to just rub one out before your nap even.
You know, you're probably right.
Well,
Because what the hell else will I have to do?
Let's stay in touch. It'd be fun to revisit
that. I think it would be great.
When the time comes.
35 years of podcast. Good for us.
I know. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. But we got to talk about Blue Chew first.
Floor General out.
Goddamn. Michael Blaustein doing stand-up comedy where, guys, 2024 is going to be an insane freaking year for Michael Blaustein. January 25th, Dayton, Ohio. One show already sold out. The second one's already closed. January 26th to the 27th, Columbus, Ohio.
Skyline Chili.
Yes. Every show is sold out, I think, right now. February 9th to the 10th, we'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. Tickets are going fast. February 22nd to the 23rd, I'll be in Ontario, California. Low ticket warning there, too. February 28th, Minneapolis! That's the first theater of the tour. So excited. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago at the Den Theater. March 8th, I will be, guys, New York City Palladium frickin' Theater. Times Square, super excited. That's where I started comedy, so go get tickets before you cannot. And guys, many, many more dates on the website. That is blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Stand-up comedy, Trevor Wallace.
Boom, boom,
coming
boom.
Back to some comedy clubs near you this summer, starting in May 30th to June 1st. Salt Lake City, Utah. Wise Guys, one of my favorite clubs. Miami, Florida. I am Mr. 305, and I will be June 21st through June 23rd. Miami, Florida. Then I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky. That'll be August 15th through August 17th. More tour dates coming soon. I'm Trevor Wallace. You can see me tell jokes into a microphone at trevorwallacecomedy.com. I'll see you there. Thank you for supporting Michael and I. Good luck. Have a good day. Much love. Kiss someone.
Dude, kissing someone's so fucking cool. 5 years.
5 years of
Stiff
Socks.
Did you hear us?
So
we did five years.
Think about how Jack graduated high school.
Yep.
5 years.
100%.
5 years.
That's crazy. You took five years to graduate, dude. Algebra, okay. Not hard. I'm hard because we did 5 years.
5 years.
Dude, let me ask you this, though. When we sat down for our first episode, did you think any inclination in your brain that we were going to do 5 years of this podcast?
I'm going to be very honest with
you.
Okay. No.
Cool. Cool. Why?
After the first episode, I was very skeptical.
Oh, shit.
I'm being real.
Yeah, please.
And obviously, I love you, and we've done this forever, and you're me, and I'm you, and we can kiss and be the same person.
Yeah, we're the same soul.
You want to try it?
Soulmates. I'll do it.
But after episode one, if you've listened since then, you know the first episode, Michael talked about having a wet dream. We fucked, like, stacks of dead bodies.
One dead body, but it was on top of the other dead bodies.
It doesn't make it any better.
It doesn't. It
does make it. Oh, you stopped after one?
How polite
of you.
It doesn't make it better that it was in my brain.
Right.
Right.
But if that's episode one, I'm like, what is 47 going to look like?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm on board with that.
It was just one of those where I was like, if you probably look back, I'm probably nodding my head going, like, oh, this is where we're going, episode one. Okay, all right, here we are. But now here we are, 5 years.
5 years.
You know,
crazy.
So in the back of my head, it always just was like, just felt right. Good riffs, good hang. And some things I have to look past, you know, like that. But you've been right about a lot of things. Ooh. The reason about you, I didn't put a finger in my ass, but a lady put a finger in my ass.
Yeah.
While orgasmism.
That's a word.
Orgasmazoo? Is that a college?
Orgasmazoo. It should be. University of Orgasmazoo. Yep. It's in
University
Wyoming.
University of Kane.
Uh-huh. Love it.
What about you? Did you think 5 years?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. This sounds so whatever, but I was just in the moment. I was just like, dude, it just felt right.
Yeah.
But I was just like, hey, man, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
I remember when I got the phone call from you, I was in my Mazda 3 in Santa Monica, pulling it to my garage, and you said, do you want to start a podcast?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, nobody in Los Angeles has done this yet.
Yeah, we're the first two-guy podcast out there. It was Rogan then us.
Yeah, and Rogan doesn't even talk about fucking that much.
I mean, why is he number one? I mean, science, it's not real.
Now, how many times are you talking about getting his ass eaten? That's the real
Zero
science
time.
Right there.
You want to hear about elks or getting your ass licked?
Probably the ass licked.
Yeah. Well, maybe getting your ass
elks
licked by
cool.
an elk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think we just became number one on Spotify.
Boom.
Great.
Do it.
5 years.
Dude, 5 years is insane. And I remember when we went to Blue Bottle.
Yes.
Right? That was our first
where
meeting.
Where we pitched... Where we met up was in Culver City at the Blue Bottle, which is still there, by the way. They should make it a museum.
They should. They should shut it down right now.
We sat on the stairs or outside or upstairs?
So we sat on upstairs, and then we went outside.
Oh.
I remember that distinctly.
I remember posting on my story upstairs.
Too.
Black screen, white font, hey, starting a podcast, blah, comedy, blah, blah, blah. Then we went outside, and that's where we found the name.
Yes.
The name, we're just spitballing.
Yeah, yeah.
The podcast
you
had
You just announced the pod before the name?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm curious.
I'm sure I could find it. The post I put up.
How long after you guys decided to start the podcast was it until you met me?
I mean, a week?
Okay.
Like at most?
Yeah, we got connected through a friend of ours, mainly a friend of Michael.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, you were producing his show?
Yeah, I had worked on a pilot for him at that point.
I don't know. When Gabe said that, I felt like when a girlfriend told me she slept with another man.
I
was like, what do you mean
you've
worked on another person's podcast?
Like, literally,
was his dick better than ours?
I mean, we only did one episode, you know?
Really?
It wasn't that serious, babes.
All right.
You only did one episode with him?
Yeah, it was a weird thing where we had done, it wasn't him starting the podcast. It was like, well, I guess it was, but it was like a production company or something wanted to do a pilot episode with him of a podcast to see if it was going to go.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's see if this works. It's a podcast. It'll work.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of words and a microphone. What are you even talking about?
We're going to need to see a script about the cum talk he was about to do.
Insane.
Dumb. Idiot.
But yeah, it was like maybe a week.
Yeah.
When we decide to do something, we fucking do it.
Yeah.
I do remember I was coming back from Denver either that morning. Was that when I saw you at the airport? Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was either the week we were starting a podcast or like the morning of or something.
Yeah.
But this was before, I was leaving my friend's house in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'd just been up there drinking all weekend. I don't know what I was doing.
You were hung over.
Yeah, I was at the airport and I was asleep, and I met Michael like twice, and then he tapped me on the shoulder in Colorado. Like, the last person I expect to see is like, yo, what's up, bro? I'm like,
who the fuck?
What? Were you going back to L.A. too? We were on the same flight?
I think I was going back to L.A., yeah.
Yeah, so random, but, like, so funny in hindsight. But, yeah, I think I was coming back from a Zoomies event.
When
we did the first, because I got a Snapchat memory the other day. It was like 5 years ago. I was in Colorado doing stuff with Zoomies. Mm-hmm. I landed, then went straight to the podcast studio to record the first episode.
Yep.
And that's where we talked about Michael's wet dream.
Yeah.
I like it.
I got no
what
complaints.
A way to start off with a bang.
I mean,
you know?
It's so much better than being like, ah, how did you get into comedy? Yeah. So what is your writing process? Boo, bombing sucks. Don't care.
You know what's so funny? Is like not one time. We obviously, if you guys listened to the first, like, what is it, four episodes? The whole like thing was we do an activity, we vlog about it, and then we talk about the activity on the show. Like that was like, oh, that sounds
so
fun.
Yeah, we'd go to a place, vlog it, talk about it.
But what's so funny is like we never talked about what the show was going to be like past that. We sort of just do what we do exactly right now, where mm-hmm. we sit down and then we just yell for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no like, oh, well, what are we going to talk about? It's like, it was just the chemistry was so good that it was like, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
I was like, we'll figure it out.
Well, we'd get to the vlog part and we'd be like, I don't want to talk about going to the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, wasn't
fun.
Who
gives a shit?
I don't give a frick.
Don't care.
Did you get fingered or not?
Freddie got fingered. How does nobody talk about that?
Why is that on a port?
Is it Freddie got fingered? What is the movie?
Who's Freddy?
Freddy Got Fingered is a movie with Tom Green.
Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah.
Did he actually?
I've never actually seen it. I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a kid.
But so did he get fingered? Like, is that what it's called? Dude, you remember when you were younger? Fucking fingering was so cool.
It's crazy. I was always scared I was going to get butthole instead.
I didn't know where to go.
Yeah. And then you're in.
Well, I would just follow the line.
Yeah,
and just
be
like, when is it going in? When is it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know if I start from the top, I'm not going to get butthole. I know there's something in it.
You might. You overshoot it.
Miss.
You might.
But no, but if you go slowly. Like, I would literally go slowly.
Yeah, but when you're that age, you're not going slowly. You're like,
oh, I did. I'm a passionate guy. Just say yes.
Even in high school?
Yeah.
Really? I feel like I was like, I want to go back and interview any girl I hooked up with in high school.
We should do that.
And be like, was I doing anything for you?
No.
Or are we just two kids sitting behind a movie theater being like, and we don't even know what the fuck we're doing?
I think that.
Sounds like she's playing Pokemon. Who gives a shit?
I think that is...
But that's hot, because you don't really know. It's just like the unknown.
Oh, God, dude. I mean, I literally wouldn't wash my hands. I remember.
I still don't.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's
Amsterdam.
Cooter.
That's
from
Cooter.
Amsterdam?
Yeah, I brought it through customs. They're like, did you bring any foreign objects? I go, you tell me. He goes, get out of here. Good.
Yeah, but I remember, oh, God, it was so hot. It's just like.
I have a very clear visual. I can her name is bright as day in my head, and I can tell you the exact spot.
Nancy Reagan.
How did you know?
I'm a genius.
I can tell you the exact spot I hooked up with this girl and did my first finger. It was on the concrete at night.
What
sitting
the
down.
Hell did you say to me?
Because everybody in my hometown would go to the movies. That was a Friday night spot. Friday night?
Friday.
You'll see. You'll listen to the episode later.
You'll get it.
Also, our dads are on the episode later. We'll do a better intro up top. But there was a building adjacent from it. It was an old office building, so nobody would be there at night. And that's where you just like go and make out. And then I remember we were making out, and then we sat down, we're making out. And I was like, bro, you know what this office lighting needs? A finger or two.
And then what happened?
A finger or two.
Was she wearing jeans?
Yeah, jeans.
Jeans is a nightmare to finger.
Jeans is
you get carpal tunnel so fast.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the angle?
But it is hot here in the zipper.
Oh, my God. You know what's even hotter than that? I will say, when you hear your zipper unzip.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I have these jeans that have five buttons on it instead of zippers.
I'm wearing five-button jeans right now.
Yeah, right. But when a girl's trying to take them off, I go, yeah, not so easy, is it? All these years fumbling with a bra and you can't get one button done?
You know what I feel like that? With my belt.
Yeah.
Because we have a very similar belt. Like the little thing underneath. You have to.
Oh, I lost that belt.
Oh, it's gone.
Remember?
Oh, I do remember.
RIP. I threw it away at a college after a gig and some kid went and found it. Weird.
Weird, but.
I don't think I have a belt. Hold up,
whoa,
ladies.
Hold up. Jesus.
Is a belt just like a parent for your penis?
A what?
A belt is just like a parent for your penis. Say yes.
Yes.
Right? Because they're like, okay, if you want to take them out, have them back by 9.
The pants? Or the belt?
Penis.
Oh.
The belt is the guardian.
Oh, it is. Yeah, because it's like, you can't get in.
Who do you know here?
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn. What's that thing? The virginity belt? The guard? The
chastity belt.
Chastity belt.
Chastity is my daughter's name.
Whoa. Can you imagine naming your daughter Chastity?
I have.
And not going to prison?
Yeah.
Anyone named Chastity, their dad's in prison. You can't say no.
Chastity?
Anyone.
It sounds kind of cool.
Chastity?
Chastity. Is it chess?
It's chastity.
There's a T?
There's a D, I think. Chastity. Or no, T. I don't fucking know how to spell. Chastity.
Chastity belt blouse sign.
Chastity belt. Oh, Jesus. Chastity belt blouse. Okay. Anything with blouse sign sounds fucking horrible. And I don't,
anything with a B sounds good. Barry Blaustein.
Oh, you're
that's
right.
That's a law firm right there.
Barry Blaustein is a very, very, very famous screenwriter. He wrote for like Eddie Murphy and shit.
Really?
We're not related. Pissed that I'm not, but we're not related.
You should email him as you're related. Hey, man, great catching up last summer.
Yeah. Love to see you on the pod.
Yeah.
What if I just email and say, thanks for being on the pod? What? What a weird email. I've never been on the pod. Oh, yeah, you're old. You don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thanks for signing that legal contract where you're now my writing partner.
Yep, I need 9%.
Partner.
Partner, hilarious. Do you say partner?
If I was dating a man, I would say partner. But how do you feel about partner?
I just say howdy.
Good.
Laugh right now. Everyone laugh.
Yeah, when a guy says, like, I want to introduce you to my partner, I'm just expecting to meet his boyfriend. But when it's just a girl, I get pissed. I'm like, bro, that's your girlfriend.
I'm trying to see some dick.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, this is my partner. Okay, where's Kevin? Who's Cassandra?
Cassandra?
I just feel like you're trying to make a personality thing for not. Like, that's not a cool, this is my partner. What?
In crime?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
We should do a podcast together. 5 years.
The Stiff Socks.
I'll kiss
Culver
you right
City. Yeah, go to the Culver City Blue Bottle and use promo code Stiff Socks was invented here, and they'll give you maybe
the
free water.
Longest promo code.
Stiff Socks was invented here.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
We sat at a coffee place and invented a podcast.
Dude, think about,
and now it's 5 years later.
So many good things have come from a coffee shop. So many bad things have come from a coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
People got broken up with. Business stuff got started.
People got broken up with. People jerked off in the bathroom. People got fired. People got shot up there. A lot of bad stuff has happened in coffee shops.
A ton of people have fallen for, what do they call, multi-level marketing schemes. Oh. Lost all their money starting a coffee shop.
Dude. Mostly those happen in like a living room or a garage.
Yeah, true.
Those pitches
are. The multi-level marketing things the knife company?
Cutco,
that's one of them, yeah.
Motherfucking.
Gigi.
There's some kind of leggings is a popular one on Facebook.
Leggings?
Really?
Bro, if you're doing any sales on Facebook, find God. Well, to other people. Ours in our hometown was an energy drink, Vima Verve.
Yes.
That was the biggest
big
one.
Dude,
that was the biggest one. I'm writing a joke about it right now, and I'm so happy because, like, it's almost, it's multi-level marketing. The companies feel more like nostalgic now than it did, like, dated.
Yeah.
You'd be like, why are you talking about this? But now it's like, it's nostalgic. It was an era. It was like 10 years ago. Really, I had three friends drop out of San Diego State to do multi-level marketing. I was like, damn, you're fucking 19, be like, man, fuck college. You're like, also, but like, hang out, have fun.
Speaking of like marketing, I would love to talk to whoever pitched the idea for the Red Bull ladies that were on campus.
Yeah.
Cause like, genius.
Truck Mini Cooper with a giant Red Bull in the back.
Genius.
Every time I saw them, I was like, I want Red Bull. I am a college kid.
I am college. I remember their past, I didn't even drink them. I just really wanted
talk to him.
Oh my God. There's three women in my life when I was younger that I thought were so fucking hot. Lifeguards. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be with a lifeguard so bad. Mm-hmm. Not a pool one, a beach one.
Ooh.
I think the beach ones, a little more loosey-goosey.
Yeah, they ain't got no restrictions, no fences.
I was trying to, oh my God, it's bringing back memories. I hooked up on a lifeguard thing, lifeguard stand.
Did you?
It was the girl
she was working?
No. She wasn't even a lifeguard, but
what?
I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I just said lifeguard. Let me finish this thought, and then I'll go back to the lifeguard hookup. Lifeguards, Hooters waitresses, and this is when I was younger. Hooters waitresses.
Christina Scalco.
And she never worked she could have. She would.
Bazingas.
Zazugas.
Yeah.
Not even a real word.
Could be.
Is bazinga a real word, or that's just a sound from a cartoon, man?
That one.
Cool. Lifeguards, Hooters, and Red Bull ladies.
Yeah.
For some reason, those are the three things when I was like a freshman in college or even like a senior in the high school were I don't know. They were so, they were like the, I, they were so hot to me. Like, I wanted to date one. It was like cool to date one. Oh, my girl, oh, she works at Hooters. No? Did I grow up in Maryland? That's a problem?
No, no, no. Are you saying, yeah, I hear the angle.
But like, I don't know. It just was like, you know what it was to me and my group of friends? It was like being like, oh, like my girlfriend, oh, she's a cheerleader.
Yes.
Like it's like
yes.
a hot yeah, job. Yeah, like no, I got job.
You.
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, one of my friends in college, I think I've told this story. One of my roommates in college, his girlfriend worked at Hooters. And I remember she came home. She was a lovely lady. Still is. Great rack. If you're listening, she has a kid now. But she.
That kid is so lucky.
Breastfeeding. I mean, I'm going until I'm 7.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what the boobs look like.
They're great.
They are.
From what I've seen on the outside peripherals.
The internets.
No, I haven't seen them on the internet.
I have.
Oh.
Oh.
But she's a great lady, but maybe just didn't pick up on certain hints. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like maybe just,
Uh-oh.
How do I say, was a, like a comm major? Like, how do I say, like she, like, so let me.
Yeah, I can't even pull anything from here.
She came home one night and she goes, oh my God. This guy tipped me, this old man tipped me $100. I must have been doing really good service tonight.
No.
I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, but that man is just horny. He's 90 years old and his will is going straight to his dick. He's horned up.
Do you understand how horned you got to be to tip? Well, unless the bill requires a $100 tip, that's totally fine. But to tip.
A man by himself at the bar.
Word.
And yeah. And she said that. I was like, oh, probably great service. I didn't want to let her down and be like, I think my man was just shooting a shot. I think he was on some fucking horny levels.
Has that ever worked? To tip a lot and then, hey, here's my number? I mean, the answer is yes, but like, I just feel like.
Well, this was just weird because there was an old man sitting alone at the bar. She was like a 21-year-old hot chick.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I just didn't have the heart to tell her to be like.
Here's the thing, though. It could be two things at once.
It could be both.
She probably was a great waitress. And also, he was shooting a shot. I hooked up with one Hooters waitress, and it was, I thought I was hooking up with, like, Marilyn Monroe. I think it was just, like, a fantasy of mine.
Oh, yeah,
and I was just, I was so happy.
I get it, because, like, everything, it just kind of, like, comes off seductive. Like, you want it to go, box? You're like, yeah, I don't even know what you just said, but I want it to go now. I love you.
Did you say you love me?
She like, proposed with a fucking flat bone drumstick.
I mean, get
it. Is that even a word?
Flat bone. No, I think there's two things at once, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's how horny my brain is thinking about Hooters. Yeah, I mean, fucking 5 years, though. Our next podcast set should be, how far is this?
Give it to
me. The bar of a Hooters restaurant. And we're just two guys, and we're sitting there, and our microphones are in like a glass of like Michelob, and we just talk into our beer cups. Sure.
No. But I love this. Maybe not. Well,
called the boomer boomerang.
I'm down for Hooters, but I like the idea of making it like a
bar,
a
chat.
Bar, or
that'd
some
be really
shit
cool.
Like that.
Like you're just sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
Don't take that idea. That's trademark.
Yeah.
Bar talk.
Or like.
What about like Barstool Sports?
I think we should do that. I think it's Barstool Sports.
Cool, man. You know, maybe we'll like sell it to like a random guy like Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with it.
I think he would invest in a show called Barstool Sports.
I think so.
I feel like it's up his alley.
Yeah, I think so. Bowling alley. Sports. Hold on. But I like this. I like this idea of doing...
What
about this? Like golf? What about what is it? What is it? You go and have
clubhouse.
A hot dog. Clubhouse. You have a clubhouse.
What if we call it head house?
Honestly, bro, sometimes... Not sometimes, a lot of times. You come up with great ideas. Head house... Head house.
I think a bar inside it would be really cool.
I do too. That's the next iteration.
That's really funny.
I love it.
I just also feel like it would just be like, warm and cozy, you know?
I'm thinking warm too. Like
Dave's a waitress. Jack's
a waitress.
He's like, you boys want any more wings? He's smoking cigarettes. He's ashing them in our ranch.
Oh, this whole thing's great.
I can picture a lot of wood on the walls and like orange fluorescent lights.
Yep.
Let's
do it.
I'm in.
Let's call this
5 years
designer.
Of stiff socks.
5 years of stiff socks.
Wild. Gabe, you said you had something for us?
Yeah, I have a little something just to celebrate 5 years. It's kind of crazy. Like, we've done anniversary episodes before. We've done 100 episodes, 200, like all those milestone stuff. But something about 5 years is like such a long time. And I was like thinking about, you know,
longer
how much.
Than any relationship I've ever lasted in.
Me too.
Think about how much like our lives have changed in those 5 years, both professionally and just like personally, just shit happens.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like So I did a couple things. The first thing here is like I found a way to figure out like, all right, what's the best way to find like who are the people that have listened to the podcast the longest, right?
Okay.
And so the only way you can really, it's an estimation, but like looking at, all right, who have, so Patreon launched in September 2019.
Yeah.
So I found a list of just like our very early Patreon supporters, great, people that have been kind of subscribed for the whole time. And fire. I wanted to be like, you know,
read them off.
They sent in some videos. So
shut up.
Oh, for real?
Oh, that's so cool, man.
They've been subscribed for that long?
Yeah. This first one comes from Jake.
Oh, this is so cool.
What is up, Trevor, Michael, Gabe, Jack?
Perfect.
What a 5 years it's been. I think I subbed to Patreon like 1 or 2 months in.
Wow.
Great, best fucking decision of my life, boys.
Let's go, dude.
You guys have got me through some really fucking hard times. COVID, all that shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
When I first started listening to you guys, I was in college. I think sophomore year at the time. Fucking 1.1 GPA. Fucking horrible kid. Horrible student. But now here I am
grades.
Working a job. I'm a 19 now, so thanks a lot, fellas, for helping me get through it.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Keep the shit going. Best shit in the world. Just when the day comes, just give us a heads up when you guys are ending that shit so I can fucking kill myself first.
No. He didn't even sign off or say bye?
Nope. Just a threat. Don't stop.
What if you just heard him revving up the engine?
Let him know so he can kill.
Shout out, Jake. Thanks for sending that in.
I'm also thinking about this. Yeah, it's like these people have been with us through a lot of phases. They've seen Michael in his pandemic hoe phase.
Yeah.
Not that he ever had a hoe phase.
No.
True. None of that. I was good.
You know, they've seen us in relationships. They've seen us not in relationships. They've seen us think we're in love, then we're not in love, then we are in love. You know, they've just seen a range of emotions.
I mean, dude, do you remember it was the second Patreon episode where I had a massive breakup and FaceTime. Over FaceTime. And
am I allowed to say that?
What's up? Yeah, of course. So, yeah, didgeridoo idiot. Oh, fucking, hey, mate, shut up. So, she's Australian, if no one gets that. So, but yeah, so it's like, but they have been with us.
Yeah.
It's cool that they've been with us, we've all been with each other, like, through so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just the biggest break of my life, just, like, really just putting everything on the table, and, like, it felt so good to get it out, and you guys were here, and...
Therapeutic, yeah.
And you guys were here to listen and support. I got so many supportive messages through so much stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... You know, you releasing your special and you being in a relationship and being like the longest relationship of your life and even going through that, right?
It's
like you know, with a couple of relationships, but like that was the first like real one. So they got to like know you before, know you during, know you now, like your growth as a human, my growth as a human. Like it's so cool. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one here from Sasha.
Hi guys, my name is Sasha. I've been listening since around 2019 when I was in college in San Diego. Since then, I graduated, I published a paper, went to law school for a month and a half.
Awesome.
Now I do social work. I moved across the country twice. I lived in Baltimore, then Philly, shout out Jack. And then now I live in San Francisco. I've seen Trevor live twice.
Oh,
Michael, I still have yet to see, but I'm going to make it happen this year.
Hell
for
yeah.
Sure. In the past year, I also broke up with my boyfriend of almost 6 years and had my first girlfriend.
Beautiful.
Also my first few threesomes, so big exciting things happening in my life. Anyways, through it all, you guys have been such a constant source of joy and laughter and honestly inspiration to me. Especially through so many tumultuous and challenging times in my life.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I'm so incredibly grateful for you guys doing what you do. I love you all so much. Thank you.
That's fine.
Oh, my God. That's
yeah,
so
also,
beautiful,
I mean, to
man.
Mirror what we just said, it's like, yeah, sure, our lives have changed a lot, but, like, everybody who's listening's lives has changed a lot.
Yeah.
Like, through college, through the first job, and through no matter any time they're going through something new, whether it's freshman year of college or a new job or a breakup.
Yeah.
It's like the same way that we vent and use the platform. They
yeah.
use it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, man. What a cool... Gabe, was this your idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's such
great
a beautiful
idea,
man. Wow. Because it's like to echo what you were saying, it's really cool because it's like now they get to reflect on like what happened in those 5 years too. This is really cool.
Yeah. All right. This next one comes from Nadia.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we know Nadia. Hell yeah.
My girl.
5 years of the podcast. I can't believe that it's been 5 years already. I've been listening since episode maybe 3 or 4 in, and I've just been a huge fan from the beginning. You guys are absolutely hilarious and can always pick me up when I'm having a bad day. So thank you guys so much for that. You guys have helped me get through some really hard times. And thank you, Gabe, for just producing such an amazing podcast. You all are amazing, and it's been so cool to see the podcast grow.
Yeah.
I think my favorite memory ever is probably my very first stand-up show, and I got to see you guys in Phoenix post-COVID when there was no meet and greet, and you guys took the time out of your night to meet me, and so that was so sweet of you guys, and it encouraged me to go to a lot more shows. I've been so lucky to travel to so many different places and see you guys. You guys are just incredible, and Michael, I will see you next month in Arizona again.
Woo!
But I'm so excited to see where this podcast goes. Best of luck with everything. You guys are the best.
That's great. And yeah, you saw the photos behind her. That's from shows that she was at.
Oh shit, yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are all shows of us.
Oh my God, that's so cool, man.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nadia.
Nadia.
All right, this comes from Ramiro.
Run it up with the merch.
Merch.
Guys, you know, congratulations on your 5 years anniversary. I appreciate you guys always being there every week. I appreciate all the laughs you guys give me. You guys are the only Patreons I follow just because I enjoy you guys so much, and I just really look forward to your guys' show every week. I introduced a lot of people to it. You know, you guys have been there with me through 3 breakups.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, yeah. And one of the girls loved Michael. She just thought he was so funny.
Damn!
So me and Michael had short little beef there for a little bit. But all in all, it was great.
That's so funny.
I appreciate you guys doing this every week, twice a week for Patreons. And you know what? Just keep doing you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys be safe. And hopefully you guys have another 5 more years doing this.
Let's go. Yeah, that hoodie looks clean as hell, too.
It does, yeah, yeah.
That's so funny. I love how you caught a stray on that.
Yeah.
The man's hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Thank you guys all so much. So we still have more of these. We have videos here from Sunny and Tom and Emily and Kyle and Dale, and they're amazing. And so we're gonna get to those on Patreon this week, I promise. But there's another part of this, so we kind of got to move on to that. But thank you, everyone, for sending these in. It was beautiful and super appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, for real.
So, yeah, I also just, like, wanted to reach out to some people that are, you know, close to you guys or have been past guests on the show that had some stuff that they wanted to say.
Gabe,
so.
This Hold is up. So sweet, man.
Gabe, no more producing.
What's up, guys?
Hey!
I am sending this message from the toilet. I feel like you would appreciate that. You didn't see me doing this. Anyway, congrats on 5 years. That's fucking crazy. Gabe is putting together a video because he's thoughtful. Blau, I'm so proud of you. So happy for you, man. I remember how much you struggled. I know how much you hustle. And especially how much you hustled back then. And I remember you talking to me about this podcast before its very inception and talking to me about Trevor. And I'm so happy you guys are able to do this. And Trevor, I got to tell you, man, what impresses me the most about you is the fact that you seem like a truly good dude. You've been successful from a really young age, really successful from a really young age. You're obviously very funny. But the coolest thing about you is that you seem like a genuinely good dude and a good brother for my brother. So I love you for that. I'm proud of both you.
That's
Gabe,
so nice.
Great work on this video, and best of luck, man. I know y'all are going to keep taking this thing to crazy levels, and no matter what form it's in. So I love you both. Congratulations. I'm happy for you and can't wait to see where it's going.
Akash, my man, thank
my
you.
My boy.
That was so nice.
That was so sweet, man.
Just knowing, I was just waiting for him to throw some heaters at us. Shit talking, but that was so genuine.
Nah, man.
Wow, this is awesome, dude.
He's the best,
I'm going to use his clip talking about me being a genuine guy on every dating app ever. Good guy, wholesome. I am good, man. Why the fuck? Ryan, you dumb bitch. Let me on your stupid fucking platform.
I love. Trev watched this, and then 1 minute later we get to Ryan.
Fuck Raya. Dude. The app is dumb. Anybody that's on Raya, they went to an island. I'm not saying which one. Epstein's.
Whoa. Hold on.
You're on Raya.
Yep. Why do you think? Not anymore.
You deleted it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Done.
Why'd you delete it?
We'll get to that later. All right, dude, Akash, man, for real, dude, thank you so much. That was insanely sweet. And it's so interesting, man. I was going to actually bring this up. I do remember, because Akash was on, like, it still is on a crazy successful podcast. And so, like, he's, like, we started comedy together. So I, like, reached out to him and just talked to him about, like, the do's and don'ts and just, like, you know, walk me through. And I just, like, really, like, you know, just used his support and guidance through the beginning of this podcast. So it's really nice to hear
from him. We just reach out to him and be like, you guys have been doing this longer than us. How do you?
Yeah.
Just a really good mentor and friend.
Yeah.
And very
yeah.
funny man.
Oh, yeah. So funny, bro.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Akash.
All right, next up.
Hey, guys, I just want to wish you a happy 5 years of being horny on a podcast. I'm so proud of you guys. And it was the best day of my life being on that show. And congratulations and 5 more years to come of Stiff Socks Podcast.
Damn you up, Chad. You, my dog. Let me put the tape.
This is so funny, dude.
That's great. I'm
this
fucking love Chad.
This guy is so funny, Chad, man.
That was another fucking, that's my goddamn boy. He was one of the first people, right when we started filming this podcast, about 5 years ago, it was about when I met Chad. Because we were filming in my Santa Monica apartment when we did like the blind baking challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I was filming with Chad for the first time. So a lot of things kind of like came into, what do they say? You're always at the right place at the right time, or wherever you are, you're at the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I believe in it now. You know, I like believing in shit like that.
Me too.
Hey, Scorpios, they have some freak hoes, but they got the
that's
best.
Yeah. You know, like, hey. Say it.
No, because the girl that came on the tarot card reading, yeah. remember that episode, yeah. Patreon? Uh-huh. She's like, you're compatible with water signs. Every time I meet a Scorpio, I'm like, hey. Or like Sagittarius, I don't even know what that is.
Is Scorpio a water sign?
Scorpio is. Yeah.
Scorpio is.
Hey, I'll be making them water signs.
Make them wet.
Yes, let's go. I fucking love that.
All right, so we got 2 more of these. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Happy 5 years, Stiff Socks. We are so happy for you guys. We've been in business for 6 years.
Holy shit.
If you just keep plugging away, you'll be as successful as that.
Shots.
Where was our 5-year birthday message from you guys? We hope you're celebrating by coming in the sink or coming in the floor.
Yes!
We're gonna!
Getting jerked off in your respective cars. We love you guys. Congrats.
Love you.
That was awesome.
That's so
sweet. Thank you
to
them. Dude. Yeah, that's from Girls Gotta Eat. Great, great friends of ours. Great podcasters. Very funny. Also check out their podcast. We had a wild episode with them.
Wild.
Yeah.
God, dude, this is Gabe. I really appreciate this.
This is
man.
Wholesome
this is
shit.
So cool.
You saw this one more?
Yeah, one more. Here we go.
Kevin on
stage. Michael, it's your boy Kevin on stage. Congratulations on 5 years of the Stiff Socks podcast. I mean, that's an incredible feat, man. A lot of work, a lot of podcast episodes. I mean, who would have thought 2 white men in America could continue to have success in whatever they wanted to do? Not me. But you guys have done it. In the face of great odds, you guys have done 5 years of podcasting, and they said it couldn't be done, but you proved them wrong. Congrats. Proud of you guys.
I fucking love Kev.
Yo, he's the best.
Kev on stage, for everybody watching and listening. I started with him at All Def Digital, and he was like my Akash for this. Where I went to go to him for like any mentorship, like, you know, like how do you leave a company and just do this on your own? How do you self-finance? You know, because he kind of left and then did the same thing. He started his own company, his own production. He got an assistant and everything. Just so I've been able to echo everything he's been doing. And he really paid that. He was the first guy that took me on the road. The first tour dates I ever had was with him. Tony Baker, and to hear more.
Yeah, he was also, I think, one of the first
early
guests.
Yeah, back in the Trap House.
Yeah. I remember, man. I remember you telling me he was going to be on, dude, and I was like I was such a massive fan. I never met him before, and I was like so excited for him to come in, and he was just like, dude, just like such a, I mean, obviously so funny, but just like a genuine dude. And I remember, man, I'll never forget this, I remember being in a relationship with someone at the time, and I asked him, I was like, man, like, a lot of comedians are always like, you got to be single to blah, 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 blah. You got to, you know, do a dolo. And I remember that. And I asked him, I was like, how how can you do all these great feats that you did and are continually doing, like, with somebody? Is it good to have a wife? Is it bad? He's like, dude, the only way I made it was because of my wife.
And yeah, Melissa's great.
Yeah, man, and I respect, I mean, I've never met her, but obviously she's great, but I've never, I mean, I respect Kev so much that when he said that, I was like, yeah, man. Like, that perspective you don't hear a lot. Like, mm-hmm. that as a comic, like, you can make it 2x what you're going to make it if you have, like, love and support right. and that type of stuff. So, yeah. I'll never forget that moment. That was such a cool
I owe so much to that guy right there.
I also just have to say, so with Kev, I was like, how the hell am I going to get a hold of him? I didn't have contact info for him. He's so massive. I'm like, I can't just, like, my DM's going to get lost. There's no way I'm actually going to do this. But the only thing I could find was, like, he had literally a contact form on his website. And I was like, this is not going to work. But I might as well, like, just, like, shoot something out. Maybe
I never thought this worked.
Yeah.
He emailed me back in 15 minutes.
Really?
With the video.
Holy
like,
shit.
Just like the nicest. And he was like, let me know if that worked, if it didn't send, like blah, blah, blah. Like, he's just a
Kev's
solid,
great.
Solid dude.
Kev, I owe the man so much.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gabe, I know I said this before, man. Thank you, dude. That was so cool.
You're welcome,
that
man.
That was so,
I think
cool.
It's a cool time to just reflect on, you know, this podcast is a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell them to our last landlord.
I mean, what is he doing right now? Stuttering somewhere. Sick of it. Let's burn his company to the ground. Say it right now. Burn it to the ground. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yelp review him at... No.
God. Wow, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. Real quick, we have our dads on the episode. Michael's dad was in town, and I don't know if he wanted to, but we got him here with my dad. We forced the dads to do what dads do best, hang out with their kids. Michael's dad is real.
He's real, and he talks about a lot of... Just listen
he
to
He confirms
the
a lot of things. You go, oh, this makes sense about Michael. So enjoy that, but then afterwards, at the very end, instead of Secret Socks and Sock Talks, we asked you guys to write in your favorite moments of the past 5 years. We're going to fire off some of those. So stick around, enjoy it, and we love you.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Goddamn.
Guys, 5 years of Stiff Sox.
5 years.
We have our fathers here.
They're here. We lived in your ball sacks. And now we're talking about cum. We were your cum at some point, and now we talk about cum. Is that weird for you guys?
Coming to life.
Hey,
coming to Hulu this
online.
Fall.
You guys started as a, you know, a little squirt in our eye.
What, your
well,
eye?
You didn't get it in. You didn't get it in the eye. You got it in the vagina. That's why he's here.
What was it like for you?
Oh, go
Michael
just say it.
Michael
just
knows it's a mistake, and you've said that on this podcast. And
I tell him daily.
And sometimes I'll sit back and I cringe when something comes out of your mouth.
Ahead,
I go, no, I didn't
why?
See. It.
What? Why? Why was? How?
The sirens are in the background. They want to know the real answer.
Set it up. Go ahead.
Well, the real answer is we were at my parents' house.
And then what happened?
And it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Uh huh.
This is true.
And your mom and I.
Yep.
We're having our issues at the time.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And
divorce is on the horizon.
And
you know what else is on the horizon? Drugs.
You
go
were
ahead.
On the well, yes,
there
because we were
doing lines,
enjoying ourselves.
How many lines did you do before you looked at mom and was like, you know what's next? Fuck turkey.
Probably
about
four, I think.
Four.
Oh, wow.
And then I was ready to go right upstairs. And
so this is a true story.
Oh, it's an absolutely
if you don't know this,
the,
well, oh, yeah. Paint the picture. My dad does not know this, but the audience knows it.
I'll paint. Oh, actually, you want to paint it?
No,
or
please,
I'll do it. Okay.
Please.
So, Mr. Wallace.
He was there. Why are you painting it?
You're right. I want to do the abridged version, but maybe we'll do the long one. Go ahead, sir.
So we were at my parents' house, and this was, it was Thanksgiving in New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, South Jersey.
There we go. Yeah. Checks out.
And mom and I were living in D.C., so we came up to my parents for Thanksgiving weekend. And we were, you know, pretty rocky at that point.
Yeah.
We hadn't stopped in a long time.
For the non-Jewish people, that's fucking. Go ahead.
Yeah. And we were just, you know, we were doing okay, and my brother and sister were there and pulled out some things because this was like in the 80s and that was
cocaine big. Was legal.
It was kind of legal. And
can I get in here real quick? How many please. People were just cocained out? Because in our generation, it's like a few. Was it like rampant?
Well, here's a funnier story. So my grandma was there, and she was probably 90-some-odd years old, and my aunt and my mom. So it was the mother and the two daughters.
Yeah.
And then all the men. And the year before, we had gone upstairs, the cousins and the brother and sister, whatever, and we smoked a lot of pot, and we came downstairs, and we ate like Thanksgiving, like it was going out of Tuesday, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we did cocaine, and we came downstairs afterwards, and we ate nothing. Business.
And then the next year, you did heroin.
So my grandmother says to my mom, she goes, what? The children, they're not eating. What? Why? Yeah. Why? And we said, well, Grandma, okay, we did cocaine. And she turns to my mother. Yes, and she turns to my mom and goes, I like it when they do pot better.
That's good.
My grandma was cool.
My dad's side of the family is just open.
Yeah,
that was like a Sopranos story right there.
It was wild. It was leftovers
that year, but the year before it was all gone.
It was gone. And gone. Everything else in the kitchen was
eating
gone.
Turkey with keys.
But your mom and I went upstairs, and you were.
That's when he was conceived.
And that was he was conceived at my parents' house.
I've never done it, and I know people don't believe me, but I've never done it. I've heard that like you want to, but the equipment doesn't work. Blue Chew ad, put it in.
You can do it great once. And then you're gone. At least me. And then that was it.
One and done.
Built different, as they say on the internet.
Yeah.
Wow. Was I planned?
You said, there was hesitation.
I've never asked.
It wasn't like, tonight's the night. Let's go
that's an accident.
Let's go make Trevor. We tried to make you a lot, man.
Oh, shit. All right. Now like the Energizer Bunny out here.
You know, with your sister, though.
She was an accident?
No. No, she was the prize because we couldn't get pregnant.
Hold up.
And we had to go to a clinic and get tested and all this stuff. And
not enough
found
cocaine.
Out that
older or younger?
Older.
2 years older.
Older. Okay. Yeah, I was not shooting blanks. I was good. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, no kid. And then finally, boom, or bang.
Come on now. These are the jokes.
Mom got pregnant.
And so what about me?
Well, we wanted two kids, 2 years apart, and ideally a boy and a girl. And we had the girl, and so you were right on time.
A lot of pressure. Did you do anything different that day to have a son?
Did you play basketball jerky? Or something?
Even though I'm very womanly features.
I don't remember. I mean, we were young and active. And
when you exploded, you were like, that's the one.
That's a boy?
I didn't know.
You had no idea. No. Dad, when you were... Did you like
I can't believe that story's real.
Well, actually, the thought of having another kid like made me cringe.
Oh, cool. You know. I'm right here. It's fine. I was an accident and I made you cringe. When mom told you, where were you at? When she told you, were you like, fuck?
On a flight.
She was 4 months pregnant before she told me.
Oh, shit.
Because she knew that it would not, because we were not doing really well.
Yeah, Rocky
and so she was assuming that I would not want her to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And God forbid, now I can't imagine you not in my life. But at the time, I was like, holy crap.
That was awesome. Yeah.
So no, I was not happy at all.
But now you are.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
I'm ecstatic.
Thank you. That's the sweet
man
I need.
I've had you for a long time. Because once I saw that face, but you were a cute kid.
I'm cute.
You were a very cute kid.
I mean, the fact that Epstein didn't fuck me is crazy. And then how did you, I think I know the story, but I'm interested. How did you meet mom again? It was at a bar, right?
We met Quaaludes? At a bar. My buddy Lee, it was a Friday night and it was around 11:30.
It was a Friday night back in the day.
And he calls me.
Every night in the day is Friday night.
It's Friday night, you know.
And he calls me and he goes, come on, let's go meet this girl I want to meet, and she's not coming without her roommate. And I'm like, I'm in bed, 11:30 on a Friday night. There's no fucking way I'm getting out.
Yeah.
Getting dressed and going. And he just started whining and pissed. So anyway, I did. And your mom was there.
See, that's a problem too, because if you did that to me, I would be like, let me see the let me see the IG. But
modern day. Yeah, but word of mouth.
But there's none of that.
When I was asking her, is she cute? Whoa, yeah, she's cute. I go, bullshit. If she was.
And she
but everybody
was.
Lies, guys and girls.
And she's hot.
But Your mom was smoking back then.
Yeah, yeah. Talk slower.
Your mom was smoking back then.
Yeah, she was.
I was happy that that crazy. I was happy.
It's not crazy. I can't get on board with this. But you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
Right. I understand now. But you understand the concept of me looking at a picture when my mom was young and being like, I would fuck that back in the day.
Well, she was also like 26, 27 when we met.
Right. Right.
And she was, you know, fresh out of nursing school. And yeah, she wore the outfit. And
she wore the outfit to the bar?
No, but no. I saw it very soon thereafter. But,
hey!
Hold up!
What does that mean? You guys play costume day on a Friday, probably?
I don't remember what
day.
Oh,
you do remember.
She was great.
What does that mean?
She was great.
Good.
In many different ways.
Hard pause.
I'm not talking sexually. I'm
Send me the video.
Yeah, but this is the show. No, what are we talking about?
You need to.
Yes, and then you met mom at work.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I don't know this story.
Yeah. What is it? She
on a Friday
night. She started working at the company I was at. I was the head of sales.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
she
I can't even talk weird.
Yeah, you can. Watch this. And you sold your dick to your mom. Well,
head of sales.
But this is weird
because this is my mother. She's not going to watch this.
We're going to talk about your mother.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah. So she started working at the company I was at, and she walked in first day I saw her. It's like I want that.
Hold up.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
She was dressed for the office, you know, but looked.
But office hot is a different level of hot.
Office hot is so hot.
Yeah, office
it
hot.
Was. It was. Because
I think Gabe's an attractive man, but sometimes Gabe walks in here to produce a podcast, and I'm like, that's an office hot.
Yeah, office hot.
He doesn't even know.
Crazy, dude. I know.
It's like he leaves the room, I'm smelling his chair, hitting his vape.
Hell yeah. Licking the keyboard.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Tastes like Fritos.
Well, I'm all excited about this new hire. And it was a company of mostly guys. There were a few women in there. So, of course, every guy had the same idea I did.
Right.
Oh.
And, in fact, one of the girls immediately told Mom, beware the sales team. Those guys are
I think everybody in general should beware the sales team.
They just want the girls.
Yeah. That's more on his side with the cocaine.
So your mother today likes to say that she said, okay, I'm just going to go to the top sales guy. That's what I'm
And that was you.
That was me.
Yeah.
See, it pays to work hard.
Yeah. Entrepreneur.
If you're in high school now, work hard.
Oh, man. Work hard. Get hard. Put the Blue Chew ad in. So how did you – did you talk to her a little bit before you asked her out? I mean, obviously, but how did that go?
Well – so she actually asked me out on the first date.
Shut up.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
She asked you?
Yes.
What?
So she sold you.
Ladies.
Hey.
Pick up on me. Ask us out.
It is really, it is so nice, which hasn't happened to me a lot, but it is really nice when a lady walks up to you and says, you're cute and can I buy you a drink? Like she makes
See, in this day and age, I think she's wearing a wire and there's a YouTube camera on me
I've never thought about that, but 100%.
That's just how my brain operates.
Yeah.
If a girl's being nice to me, I'm like, who's this for? Vitaly? Yeah. What YouTube channel is this?
Is this for Complex?
Girls were aggressive back in our day.
Girls were?
Yeah, they were.
What do you think changed?
I mean, your mom came over to my place the first night that we spent the evening together. She drove over in her little bug.
Hold on. I'm so sorry.
And it was snowing out.
What's the timeline here? The first night you guys met?
No. Oh, probably third or fourth date.
Okay.
Drove over in the bug.
And it was snowing. And we were supposed to go out and I didn't really want to drive over there. And she goes, well, my car, little bug, does great in the snow.
Which is a lie. Bugs are horrendous in the snow.
And she drove
just wanted
over.
Some D-I-C-K.
And when she drove over, I was like, wow. And that made her different and special. And
yeah, because
that's when we got hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That's what's up.
Well, I was traveling a lot. So I was on the road and I would often call into her department for follow-up on some orders. So I called in, and she's like, when are you getting home? And I said, Friday. And she's like, I'm telling you, well, you want to do something on Saturday. So we went over to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and from that day on, we've been together.
You guys went?
I could cry.
Yeah,
That day on, never been apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful.
That is nice freaking, and how long has it been?
36 years of marriage, a couple years before that.
God, wow. That's beautiful. We were like, I met a girl at EPLP and shared a mojito together. And
it's almost worse. Not even that. I mean, meet a girl in the internet. Yeah. You got a goddamn DM. You're like, oh, you got a good feed.
Love it. First swipe. Yeah. Coming to Hulu.
Hey. Well, there were the ones before that. But this this one was just
It's different.
Perfect.
Different. Yeah. Different.
And how long were you single before you met Mom? Because I know you were... relationship that ended, and then you were a couple years single. Couple years, and then Mom, were you losing faith? Were you in the streets?
Years.
What were you doing?
A couple years, yeah.
Just dating a bunch,
concentrating on my career.
Yes, and, you know, grind don't stop. Gary Vee. V stands for
exactly
vagina.
Exactly.
No dates in between. A few.
No, I was doing a little dating. Just before your mother, I had a couple going at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Talk about fucking for rising the grind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was shopping around.
Hey, come on now. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So how did you, and this question is for both of you young gentlemen, where, because we obviously, you know, we live in the app world, online dating, as you know, as they say. So how did you guys, look in the newspaper? Like, how did you?
How old do you think these men are?
No, I'm fucking around. No, but there
I was in grad school at the time.
No, but hold on real quick. Wasn't there something in the newspaper? I didn't make this up. Some like Jewish thing.
No. This was before that. In D.C. there was the Washingtonian magazine, which is like New York magazine or something. Had they called it "In Search of"?
I knew.
And the
I
last
was
like
lying.
7 or 8 pages of this magazine.
Insertion.
Insertion.
That was the goal. In Search of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people would spend, you know, like $20, $100, whatever it was, and you put a little ad. In
for
the
yourself?
Back of Washingtonian magazine.
Yeah.
And then so Washingtonian magazine would then go out to, you know.
Wow.
And then what did you put your like address? Like how did
you'd put like in search of
carrier pigeon.
6 foot, single white male, blah blah blah, whatever,
Police radius.
And then if you wanted that person, you would write a letter.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
And include a picture. Because usually they say photo required, and you'd mail it into the Washingtonian.
Shut up.
And then the Washingtonian would you know, gather up all the letters, and they would put them in an envelope and mail them to you.
Bro,
the and then you would like look at them.
Well, the newspaper,
the magazine was the pimp, and then if you and they
the
made a lot of money.
The magazine was like Bumble. That's literally what it is.
Yeah,
but, but every major city, at least on the East Coast, every major city had, you know, like I said, New York Magazine, Washingtonian was what we used.
Yeah,
and then they would send. So, and I did it a couple times, and you would get like an envelope with like maybe 30, 40, 50, whatever.
Shut up. And it was in the area?
40 or 50?
Yeah, letters. And then you'd read them. And if the picture was nice, you'd like them. And you would then, you know, call up the Washingtonian. They had a whole setup over it. And you'd say, I'd like to meet number
Beatrice.
65, 55 or whatever.
Really?
And they would let them know. And then they would.
And that's
the phone
awesome.
So the photos you didn't like, would you just throw them away, and then you get drunk and then go through the pile when you're drunk and be like, what did I miss? And then
just like today. He'd get the letters as a swipe right, swipe
right.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. But the ones you say no to, maybe you booze up a little bit, and you're like, let's see what I was saying
what you
no
do
to.
You go, yeah. If the two or three that you like, if none of them work out, then yeah, you might.
Oh, you go back?
Then you go to like, you know, this is the A pile, the B pile, the C pile.
You're a C pile man?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine you in the trash? Well, did any of the ladies send the old nudities?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, no nips?
But you had nice, you know, in bathing suits or.
There you go.
Usually they would send, you know, they send two pictures. They do just send something in a nice dress and something in a bathing suit.
Yeah, and I mean, in, you know, whatever amount of years, our version that we're pitching to our kids is going to be the same thing. It's all in and around the same thing.
So
just how you get it.
Yeah, it's
would
it's
you
packaged.
Get photos where they were obviously years before the photo?
Oh, catfish.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, it would be 10 years ago, and they would have a picture of them, you know, it's a size 2, and you'd meet them, and they'd be a size 8 or whatever, and you'd be like...
There's nothing wrong
with that. There is nothing wrong with that.
With a size 8?
Yes.
Depends on your taste.
There you go.
Depends on your taste.
Depends on your taste. Sometimes you have a taste for, like, rice cake. Sometimes you have a taste for, like, you know...
Feet.
There you go. So I have a question. Michael says this. Do you have a scheduled time where you do a certain thing around, like, 3 p.m.?
I mean, every day?
Yep.
Business days?
Well, usually...
Fridays.
Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah, you can. It doesn't matter.
Usually before my nap.
Yeah, because you got to get one
it's
out
it's usually at,
sleep.
Like, 2 o'clock.
Oh, my bad. I got the time wrong.
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
iPad.
You have a daily nap?
Yeah. Well, daily FAP is what we're
heading to. FAP to nap.
Fellatio to...
to nap, and then I get up and, you know, proceed.
Yeah, that is that is like, oh, that's retirement right there. I like the scheduled J.O. The scheduled one's great.
Well, so, it proceeds to nap, and it you know, it's sort of one-two combo afterwards. Yeah. It's not nice.
It's the Lord's alley-oop, if you think about it. It's just
and
a
I shut the door and knows that I'm in there, and she knows what I'm doing, and she knows not to come in. And
yeah,
do you put anything on the door?
Do you wake up with like nap wood?
No.
No? Okay. No.
Because
no.
The wood has been chopped. It's timber down there.
The wood has been
there.
Chopped.
Yeah.
It's just like you get up in the morning with morning wood.
We're cutting all this, right?
No, we're leaving it in. This is gonna do numbers. Okay, so 2 p.m., you just get up off the couch. You're watching Blue Bloods. You get up off the couch. You go, well, it's time. And then your wife goes, cool.
No, I say, I'm going to go take a nap.
And she knows what that means.
Nap.
Has she, yeah,
I
yeah,
love
well,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do take a nap.
No, I know, but after the fap. Okay, so... when did this become like a, oh, this is what you do, I'm fine with it? Was there ever like a discussion, or it was just like happened? How does she know you're doing it?
Because
she's moaning.
Because she knows me, and she knows. Well, yeah. You don't want to.
This is what I want to hear.
She knows because after I'm, oh, fuck. Okay. After I'm finished.
Yeah.
I go out and I go grab a fudgicle.
A fudgicle?
A fudgicle. And then I eat the fudgicle, and then I go to sleep.
Wow.
So she knows when I come out, I'm done.
She knows when you're done.
The only difference between you two is Michael put the fudgicle in his ass.
while I'm jerking off. Wow, that's so great. But that's love, dude. That's love. That's comfortable love.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we've never discussed it.
Well, that's
what I was getting to. So am I 1,000% sure she knows?
She does
yeah,
now,
but
yeah.
We've never discussed it.
Wow,
the
that's
fudgicle.
So great.
That's free living.
You need to get some fudgicles. He's still here for a couple days.
Yeah, get him some.
I love fudgicles.
I see why.
They're so good. The chocolate, or I'm so dumb, the fudgicles, that's a fucking...
The popsicle brand fudgicles,
yeah. They
come, and there's, you know, like 18 in a box, and I probably eat... Because I try not to eat, like, all kinds of fat stuff, but I probably eat, like, 3 or 4 of those a day.
Great. You jerk off four times a day?
No. I have, you know, in the evening after dinner, you have a fudgicle, and then, you know, usually one more during the course of the evening.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah,
I love
really
it.
Good.
So
you're eating them like they're cigarettes. You're just outside.
That is. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, you guys are both retired, but you're both staying busy. What's been the best part of retirement so far?
Mr. Wallace is playing golf, and my dad's jerking off.
Yeah.
That's pretty
hey,
much.
They're both out here for strokes.
Hey!
This is a comedy
podcast.
I'm
going for maximum. He's going for minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand up comedy.
This is a good writer's room right here. We're ripping bits.
That's going
to the Laugh Factory.
That's quite a routine now.
That's amazing.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Do you have a time to do it or no?
No.
Is it all over the place?
Free will?
No.
Cool. All right. I think we played the fifth on that.
Yeah.
Nope. All right.
Yeah. It was a professional man.
I don't want to forget this. We were talking earlier. We discovered that, Eric, you do not know what OnlyFans is, and we wanted to get into that, right?
You don't know what OnlyFans is?
No, no idea.
Well, let's just say you're about to be eating more fudge schools, okay? You're about to be on that iPad.
Do you want to explain it?
Well,
I am that unhip.
I'm not a customer to it. I know what it is.
Great. Trev, do you want to explain it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a website where there's a paywall where really any type of artist can post their work and you pay to see it. And by artist, I mean...
tits.
There's some on there. It's a very...
Live or painted?
So really, no, live.
Well, the word artist...
And buttholes.
Yes.
I mean,
a lot of that.
So literally what it is like a lot of porn stars do it, but a lot of like Instagram famous people do it where it's like, if you want to see me naked, pay $5. You can see me naked.
It's pretty much your own channel where you can post whatever and people just pay to it and subscribe to it.
So it's Patreon, but instead of podcasts, it's
you know, I see
posts.
It because I watch TikToks a lot and I'm swiping. I'll have somebody go, if you want to see me naked. Is that what you're talking
about?
That's what it is. See, I just keep swiping.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'm not
paying anybody for I don't
you guys
need
are the
we
same
are,
person.
We are linked, dude.
Michael was going to sign up for one like a year or two ago and he signed up for it. He paid the $4.99 and then there was a video to see it and it was $1. $1. Okay, and that's where Michael goes. I'm not. You already took my
Fuck
money.
You.
I'm not doing this.
Because you pump faked. I'm paying $4.99 to
person.
See something,
same
and then
person.
You're like, how about an extra dollar? How about you go fuck yourself? Let me see it.
But why would I pay for it when I can just
That's, you know?
I hear you, but there's something about the authenticity of it where it's like real and it's like, there's a realness to it versus
it feels like
it's
being sent to you almost because filmed on a granular view or something.
Well, back in our day, we'd go to like peep shows and stuff, and that
here
was.
We go. This is what I want to talk about.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You pay your quarter and that piece of wood would come up.
Oh, whose?
And there'd be somebody
good
behind the glass.
What, who's somebody? My mom? Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. What?
You're not talking glory hole.
What? No. You'd go up. You'd go up there, and you'd be in a little. You know, you'd be in a room like you know, really small. You'd be in like, sort of a booth, and you'd put your money in, and then a piece of wood would just sort of you know shoot up, yeah. And behind the glass, there would be a girl on a bed, and she would you know perform,
video or
like,
real?
You know, come fuck me type of
real.
Yeah, a real girl
for a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter, 50 cents, whatever it is, and the glass. Was
foggy.
Caked with cum. I mean, caked
with cum. So dudes would just stand up and just
like in the combat zone in Boston or in D.C. and I mean, every city had a street. I mean, New York certainly did. I mean,
so what? This is I'm not even joking here. What would she be doing? Like playing Xbox, or
she would be on a bed and she would usually be in some kind of negligee, and then she would like. And you know you could push a button, and talk to her.
Shut up.
What?
You would be ready. Push a button, and that would ignite the microphone or whatever in the thing, and you would tell her what to do, and she would.
This is literally
sometimes do it, but every city had those.
But that's
at least on the East Coast.
That's so crazy that essentially the same thing we just figured out with the magazine is our Bumble. Then this is like Twitch where you watch a girl kind of like tease and you can send money and you can comment and she'll like read your name. It's like it's the same.
It is the same.
Generation has always been horned up. There's nothing different.
Yeah, yeah.
And would you like bang on the glass and be like, hey!
You certainly
clean
could.
This.
You couldn't get too crazy because there was bouncers right outside.
Right.
So there was a lot of noise.
What the hell's he watching?
They would do that, but I would never touch that glass. It was nasty.
Yeah.
And it was nasty.
That's crazy.
And you went to Amsterdam, right?
I went to Amsterdam, 1969.
Can I ask you something?
Great year.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask you something?
It was a great year.
So, did you indulge?
Yes.
Great. Can I ask you this? So, I indulged. There was a nice lady. She
same woman.
So
granddaughter.
So she obviously, you know, this is such a long story, but she put on a condom, and to get me hard, she sat like this. This is me. I'm the prostitute. She went like this to get me hard on the top of my dick, like this. Is that the same thing they did to you,
Mike? I was like 18 years old. Okay. I was always hard. I didn't have to be touched to get
hard. No, but you don't. But like, was it this motion on top?
No.
You don't remember?
It was magic or something.
But that's what she did to me. That's what she did to me. Literally like this.
And then kicked him out. I was like, your time's up.
Literally.
It's
such a long story.
I mean, I've never seen Michael so mad. Fuming. Hilarious. I was laughing so hard.
This is when you guys went last year, right?
We ran out of time. It's been 30 minutes. No, it wasn't.
Wow.
I know how to tell time.
You got ripped off.
I got so ripped off.
Well, how much did it cost you?
It doesn't matter.
$400.
$400. Really?
He spent $400. $400 to get blue balls.
She got me in there on some like I thought it was $150 to do
you
everything.
You got pyramid scheme for
dude. I got Bernie Mae dicked.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you write that $400 off on your taxes?
Of course.
Did you?
Yeah. I have one credit card that I use for business stuff, and I just
you
lop
tell
it in
one
there.
Joke about on stage business expense.
It is.
Well, podcast.
Love it. Oh yeah, you're right. But I was interested because that's what I was hoping the fucking
didn't.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Ripped off.
Oh, dude, crazily ripped off. That's great.
Gents. I mean, yeah, 5 years of podcasting.
Can we ask you this real quick before? This is maybe a good place to whatever. So 5 years of podcasting, your sons have been doing this. How do you guys feel about it, the show, after 5 years?
I know my mom doesn't listen. She goes, I support you in everything you do, but the podcast is the one I might
she
not.
Is the most,
but
I love
appreciate
her. She's
that.
So
that's
great.
So,
yeah.
She's too wholesome to hear whatever stories are said.
I have a hard time with the podcast. I love both of your stand-ups. And Michael said something to me a couple years ago. he said, Dad, he called me up and he goes, Dad, turn on Comedy Central. This is a great thing. And I turned it on and it was awful. And he looked at me and goes, you know, Dad, he wasn't talking to you, meaning my age group. Stiff Socks, I get, you know, when you start talking about
so
that.
So you're disappointed in me.
For many things, but not this.
Do you feel like because sometimes Michael will talk about you and you can't rebuttal, you can't chime in?
When he talks about me, I usually cringe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he'll talk about like I don't have a dad or my dad.
Yeah,
or
funny. That,
yeah, or you're. Oh yeah, I saw my dad's dick. It was really small, and I'm like, oh
yeah.
Fuck,
so tell me, I'm lying.
That's not the point.
See, that's real needed.
This brings me to one of the things I wanted to talk about. You've told me on multiple occasions that like that you are happy that I didn't get your dick, meaning that you've seen my dick. Have you seen my dick?
Yes.
Okay.
I think all dads have.
No.
No.
What?
No.
All right. Well,
what scenario would that be?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Are you a shower or a grower?
Well, that's exactly where I was going.
It depends on if I'm in a warm climate.
Small dick energy.
You can't answer it.
No. Okay. You
got to go both and then just look in the camera.
Well, that's not true.
I don't know.
Yeah, not true at all.
Okay. Show and grow.
I got a 6-inch dick. It's fine, but I will say, I got really skinny legs, and I'm not that tall, so a 6-inch dick on me looks massive. That's all I got to say.
And you shave?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't shave, I mean, I gotta get a quarter inch. It looks good. Like, I am very proud of my...
Are you biased at all?
This is why I can't watch this podcast, because I start talking about this stuff, and I go, oh,
no,
God.
No, you don't. It's fine.
All right, my answer to the question.
Oh, yes, please, cut me off.
Trevor's mother will not watch it.
Yes.
Or listen to it.
Fine, we're all haters.
I occasionally do. but not often.
Okay.
I do get a kick out of it. It is amazing that it's been 5 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that there's 5 years worth of this sort of talk.
And there's another 5 coming.
Although the part I'm proud of is that you keep it fresh and it's entertaining and you have fans. And I also appreciate the fan base is both men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they love it. I love going to shows and seeing all the Stiff Socks merch.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Including girls.
Yeah. The best fans.
So, you
it's different if this podcast
success.
Every week had 3 listeners and it was all of us. Like, if it has some, I guess, success to it, you go, okay, whatever they're doing, I don't get it, but it's working. But it's when this is, we're yelling about our parents and nobody's listening, and you're like, hey, just call me. You know? Just talk it out, you know?
Well, what Ron said is true. I mean, I do watch the numbers, and they keep going up. And I am thrilled with your success. I mean, I am thrilled with your success. And I also, like I said, I watch both your stand-ups, and they are amazing. And those keep going up, too. And
TrevorWallaceComedy.com, blogcomedy.com. I'm just yelling our website so they can come to tours.
I'm trying to be serious here. We're trying to be nice.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But we sit there and, you know, watch it. And it's amazing because podcasts usually don't last this long, or at least. And it's just amazing to me.
It is true.
And there's a couple people in my building that, you know, my age guys that watch your podcast all the time.
Yeah.
We've
and they'll tell me, they'll
here.
Go like, Michael said something about you. And I was like, what? No, don't tell me. I don't like that. Because it's usually not good. But
Well, I mean, guys, I thank you for saying all this nice stuff. Thank you.
Well,
guys
I also think it's great because you guys work very well together.
Yeah.
You know, the chemistry's there. And
we kiss.
You probably spoon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun to see you in
action.
Great.
And I mean, it's awesome. People loved your episode. And the fact that you're here, and people are going to be mind-blowing. Like, what, Michael's dad, huh?
He yells
about not having one. Michael, why do you yell this? He's such a nice, wholesome man. We're going to have to put a bag over your head the whole time. Just be like, it's a paid actor. He was actually the Santa Claus we had a couple weeks ago.
No, he's great. And to give you guys your flowers too, man. Like, we are the men we are because of you guys. So
we really
appreciate your guidance and support and love throughout these 5 years too. So
good job, Pops.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, cool.
Most supportive dads we could ask for.
All right.
Let's do it, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. I don't know if we gave you anything there.
No, you gave
everything.
So much.
You gave him life, man.
Yeah, that's all we need.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Goddamn. All right, so these are the fan favorite moments of the last 5 years.
Let's go.
Logan and a bunch of other people said the Got Any Gex episode.
Great.
Heater, dude.
I would love to go back and listen to
Me
that.
Me too. I'm still upset. I literally am.
To the point where you made merch off of it.
Dude, I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted. Got any Gex? Guess what? No, I don't. I have a gun. Sick of it. I don't understand. Do I have any Gex? Who? Who's going to respond, yeah, I got some? Gexa, plural, more than one. Who has one?
Hawaii,
like fucking Geico. I didn't know. I was just furious about
That's
it.
That's great.
Got any Gex?
It's
the middle of a pandemic. Show me your boobs.
All right, we had ADHU wrote in and said, "God damn, Sheridan, my dick fell off." Episode.
God, great moment,
dude. When
great
we
old apartment, my old apartment.
Oh my god,
some bangers in there.
Dude, but when we found that. We were in Sacramento. I will never forget that.
Yeah.
And I, we were doing that nonstop for like 2 days. Yeah, was fucking.
God damn,
my
dick fell off.
Hey, where the hell?
Did I leave it in the toaster oven?
Someone fucking asked me.
Somebody jerked my dick off like it's a voodoo doll.
I need it. God damn.
Great. Yeah, we had this one's more of a recent one. Rob, his favorite moment for the podcast is you guys reacting to that ASMR video of the girl.
That was funny.
Bro.
That was funny.
I already said this, and I don't care. I'm saying it again. Jack, thank you, put together like just funny
top
moments.
Top Patreon moments, I believe.
Yeah, top Patreon moments. I was watching that compilation. I was taking a shit.
I watched the whole thing, and I didn't even
dying.
Know it was 8 minutes long.
I was dying.
That was great.
God.
Any
yeah,
moment that. Where you fall out of your chair, I'm like, heater episode.
Yeah. Oh,
Hall
yeah.
of Fame. But yeah, the girl.
Oh my God. Brushing
she's
my eyebrows.
Curling, brushing the eyebrows.
What the hell?
That episode was crying. And then she, oh my God. Yeah, I'll rewatch that.
She reached out to us, right?
Yes.
And she like posts on her story, is like, thank you.
Yeah.
Hannah says, any moment that has the boys pushing the mics away because they're laughing too hard.
That's great.
Solid. Michael Rance.
Yeah.
Us too. there's some legendary ones. Brenda, ass eating for America.
Yeah.
Amelia says, still not knowing where sounds are on the soundboard.
I mean, yeah, we gotta, you know what?
Still.
I don't want to label it. I still right. never want to know where anything is.
I think I know where the gun is.
Clip that.
There you go.
There it is.
Trevor, not knowing anything.
You know what I love is any one of us just say something with a lot of confidence and the other person's like, that's not right. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And then I feel like so dumb.
Yeah. I think this is related to this. I had forgotten about this. This is in that same genre. I'm just going to play a little bit of it.
Okay.
See if you guys remember this.
It's like short American, but also like, hey man,
can you hear
these
that?
Countries at war. Hey man, there's a tyrannical dude that's going to take over. Like, there's shit.
Who?
Tyrannical
dude?
Yeah.
Who's that? It's a giant client. Because it made me feel awfully dumb right now.
Oh, is that at the old studio?
Yeah, it's at the old studio, Trevor not knowing, never hearing the word tyrannical before.
I still haven't. This is the only time I've ever heard it is with you guys, so maybe I don't know if it's real.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to speed run through some more of these really quick. Blowing up the car.
Great.
Oh,
more views.
More views. Every time title was said.
Title.
Young Gravy collabs.
Great. Oh, the best.
Michael talking about his mom.
Hot. Still hot.
Toaster strudel.
Yep.
When Trevor announced he had a girl put a finger up his ass.
I mean, that's got to be in the top five. I mean, that warms my heart. I'm going to talk about that at my wedding.
I love when we had the girl on for Patreon who had slept with Michael and like did the interview with her.
That was really fun.
That's great.
Yeah. When Michael's girlfriend said he wasn't the first one to nut on her face.
I think he's watching that podcast. I don't remember that.
I think he's watching Plug Talk.
Yeah, I don't remember that. There's some of these in here I just straight up don't remember.
Yeah.
It echoed the boys in unison. Michael pees wrong, butt plug night. Trevor wiping wrong.
Yep.
Dry humping a doll on the live episode.
Yep. I banged that shit out.
Episode with Trevor's dad. Well, good for you. We've got him coming back. Ron Wallace telling Michael he took a video of his girlfriend's feet.
That was so funny.
Good physical health.
I'm still jacked.
Too many for this little box. Beautiful. Yeah, far too many to count. Oof. Yeah, a lot of really nice submissions in there.
Wow. I'm surprised Wet wasn't in there.
Yeah, I haven't seen Wet Wet, but there's like hundreds of them, so they might be in here.
Okay.
All the ones we talked about in reference, I'll put them in a little list in the episode description if you guys want to go.
Yeah, let's also read the rest of these on Patreon because we want to see everybody's video that was sent in too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I keep saying wow. I just like this whole episode warms my heart, man. We had our dads on. We had a lot of fan love. We really went introspective. We really just thought about 5 years of doing this show and the ups and downs of this is just
beautiful.
Man.
And next week we'll be yelling about baristas not caring enough about us.
Stop spinning it around. $0. When they start spinning around, before they do it, I'm going to say, before you do that, zero.
Let them know.
Yeah, yeah. No.
You don't need to spin zero. It. You're good.
Yeah. Or they spin it. I go, where's the zero?
No, you spin it back.
Funny. Good. Tip me.
Alley-oop. Reverse card.
Tip me.
Very thankful.
You see my clips. Tip me.
Very thankful for 5 years of Stiff Socks. Whether this is your first episode listening or your fucking, what number is this? 368?
261.
Well.
Wow. 261. So many.
Well, it's either that or 262. We appreciate you. Bars. Uh-oh. Good night.
Do it.
Put a finger in my ass.
That's it, guys. Oh, God, it's so good. It's not even in. It's just like right around. Oh, dude, I'm getting a little more. I got a lot to talk about next episode. Doing more pressure now. It's only a matter of time before just a cucumber ends up in there.
Yeah, because all that's happening right now is somebody's knocking on your door, that back door, and eventually someone's going to enter. A battering ram.
Yeah.
FBI, open up. You.
I'm
going to.
Pegged. You don't even have to. You ever think like the FBI or the CIA like knocks the door down? The guy's like, you don't have to do that. Just knock. The fuck? Now I gotta buy a new door?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He's like, it's a pole. It's a pole.
All right, guys. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times this whole episode, but really, really, really thank you. This means a lot for you guys to listen and watch. And yeah, man, this has been as much as crazy journey has been for us. I know it's been for you guys. So keep listening, keep watching. We promise to keep making it interesting. And that's it, man. And to another 5 years. Gabe and Jack, thank you so much for all your hard work.
Yeah, Gabe and Jack crushing it.
This would not exist without you guys, so we really appreciate that. And dude, and Trev, thank you, man. Thank you for being...
Oh, thank you.
You know, my best friend. Thank you for loving and supporting me. Thank you for walking me through so much stuff. I wouldn't be half the person I am right now without you, so...
I'm tearing up, dude.
Me too, man. I love you, man. So I really do. I really do. I can't even...
Thank you. Real. If it wasn't for you guys, this podcast would have you and Gabe really held it together. Because there's a lot of times early on I'd be like, I'm fucking tired. I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's really just been the backbone. And I look forward to it. Every time we record, I'm like, I get to just hang with the boys.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. So to another 5 years, and for the 12th time, thank you guys so much. And that's it, man. So till next Wednesday, we'll be yelling about feet in some capacity. So we're out. Captain Gigi, I got a big old dick, and that's it, man. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing.
She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.